We're recording. We're here at the AIJ Make Thing conference. We just got out on the first day session. I'm gonna turn this over to Nate, and he's gonna get this rolling.
Yo, what up? This is Nate. We just got out of the full first day. Yesterday was the half first day. Today was the full first day. And I'm tired. I'm a little beat down. I'm sporting a bit of a headache that will just not go away.
Hanging out with like paper reps will do that to you. It's something you had to deal with in this profession.
I'm not going to tell any stories outside of school, but all I can tell you is that Nina Paper is dangerous. Nina is mad dangerous. So, hey, we got Steve Hartman here, the villain himself. How are you today?
I'm feeling a little guilty about my actions last night, but overall, I'm doing pretty good.
I think that's pretty par for the course. I think you could throw a rock in this room right now and find someone that would also be able to say they're feeling guilty about their actions of last night. So we had the full session today. I'm struggling right now to even, like, think about all the stuff that has gone on today. Today's been a pretty mind-blowing day. We had the opening session, which I have no real recollection of. And I got Mig Ray's coming over here now. But we had the affinity sessions this morning, and it was a Dave Snap. I forgot Dave, but it was Dave Barrett, I want to say, who did the pricing thing. You were there, Steve.
They're right. Catching me at a bad time.
We're all getting our things out here. So wait, not those things. But it was Snap. David C. Baker did that.
Oh, David.
And that was mind blowing. Completely changed the way that I look at doing pricing and positioning of my business. Last time when I came here in the Denver conference, not here, but in Denver, I felt like I was crazy short of actionable information that I could use in my business.
Yeah, I think this is one of the great things that they've added to this AIJ conference that they've usually paired with Gain, but they've added some more just, you know, smart thinking just for running your own business with David Baker, probably one of the foremost experts in running a design business.
Yeah, and I heard they were like, everyone that came out of there was like, whoa, that was mind-blowing, but I've actually talked to a couple people that weren't there, and they're like, dude, people need to go ahead and shut up about that. I went to something else, and that wasn't as cool. But, hey, Mig, how you doing?
Yeah, I've just been informed that Mig's actually reviewing student portfolios. He has actually upped himself from being the student at the last AIGA conference to being the reviewer of students at this one.
I reviewed his.
And since he's only got a couple minutes, we're cutting him right in for a live student tip and a big shout-out here. Mig Reyes.
One thing I wanted to say was...
Hey, what up? This is Mig.
This is Mig. What's going on, guys? One thing that I absolutely loved about the last conference in Denver was that I did do the student portfolio review, and Nate did interview me, it left me really inspired, and it was such a positive and motivational experience for me. So my goal is to interview these new batch of students and kind of give them the same experience that you guys did, and I feel like we'll tip it back
and crack some skulls.
Absolutely. But
and let them know that they need to be consistent with their photos to illustrations to photos to whatever.
So and pass on your guys' wisdom to these students.
Do that.
Okay, yeah, we're doing the pass the mic, we're doing the hot potato thing. Lunch break was nice. We went to Rendezvous for crazy. We got shown the route by a gentleman who lives in the street who took us for $5.
Well, he got us there. It was quick.
Into a back alley, into the basement of a place where we had the best barbecue.
If you haven't been to Memphis, probably the best barbecue is Rendezvous. It's hard to get to, but it's across from the Peabody Hotel, down an alleyway.
Down an alleyway,
but
in the basement.
Amazing service. And
we also
amazing
mentioned
barbecue.
That it felt like when you go on vacation and eat somewhere, it felt like a different restaurant than in your hometown, which it was like you're in Memphis, you weren't in an Applebee's.
Yeah, it was truly a Memphis experience.
Though there was a TGI Fridays, I would have ate there too. I'm sure it would have been just as good. So well, what up? We're moving it over here. We got Tim Damitz. Yeah, I'm saying hi to Damitz. Dammit's.
It's like French.
It's Dammit's, who's rocking with us. Yeah. Justin Ahrens, of course, and our friend Tom Wright of the, as previously noted, Dangerous Nina Paper. How are you guys doing?
Dangerous. I never knew we were dangerous.
Yeah. Are you having a good time at the conference?
It's awesome. This is one of the first ones I've actually sat back and watched, so it's great to be outside of the booth and in this space and kind of taking it all in.
I get that sense. I see a lot of you guys outside of the booth area, actually. I saw many outside of the conference area last night. Again, we're not telling those stories right now. So as someone who was supporting the conference, who's and thank you for that, and I have your nice pens and many swatch books. Do you feel like it's been rewarding for you guys so far, or really, what do you guys get back from supporting the design industry as strongly as you do?
Well, I'm standing next to Justin. I get to speak to people like him all day long. I get great input and content from that. But I think this year, it was funny, Rick Raffet came to me and he said, okay, you're the one who tells me how we're doing at these things, because I've been around doing them for a long time. I said, actually, attendance is down, and this is the best interaction we've ever had at one of the AIGA conferences. People stopping, people talking. It's not this rush for everything. It's not this element of, oh, I'm too cool to stop and talk to the sponsors and the supporters and the fair and so forth. It's really different. I mean, I've been amazed and delighted. And I'm kind of in favor of smaller, I think, is actually better.
No, I definitely think that there's surely an upside to a smaller, more, well, intimate, might not be the right word for, you know, a couple thousand people together. But, Donovan, I think you were going to throw something in on that.
Yeah, I was thinking the actual location here in Memphis, the conference center is big, but it's not overwhelming. So it's quick to get to things. They give you enough of a break in between, but it only takes you 3 minutes to get to the room, so you have time to actually chat and talk to the people in between.
That's a little different than when we were at the Venetian a few years back, and it was 30 minutes between conference center and room. Total walking time, nonstop. Yeah, so.
All right, okay, and then over here we got Dammit's. That's sticking, dude. I wish I would have seen.
It's
look at it. It's Dammit's. And J.A., you guys, today was pretty great. There was some mind-blowing stuff. There was some fire alarms going off, both figuratively and quite literally. What was your favorite part of the day so far? Don't include things that may yet happen tonight.
Right. Well, I think it was great to see Stefan again.
He killed it.
And, you know, even though he did some of the same things we've seen, he did it in a different way, and it's always really inspiring. Command X is brilliant. I thought the Cap'n Crunch project was fun, and props to those guys to have to design in front of, you know, some of their design heroes and get on stage
and
you know,
shit.
Yeah, pretty much get
which
pummeled.
Which totally happened. Like, I was like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, Chip Kidd was a great critic, but hey, props to him for apologizing.
He
that
came
was
back
great.
Around. Was he was like, okay, here's what I really think.
And I had a couple of great sessions today, so.
Yeah.
You know, you run one with me about pricing. And
yeah, we talked about David C. Baker's pricing thing. Yeah. Mind-blowing.
And then Jim Caudill was awesome today.
Yeah, so that was probably...
This is Dammit's.
Yeah. You know, you're the first one that's ever done that, too.
I don't think I am. I think you're making that up. Dammit's!
Literally every person I meet, I give them a credit card, all of that. They always laugh, and I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But this is my first big conference in being able to be here and represent Rule 29. The Jim Caudill thing, the talking about communities and how you make that work and how you get people to interact is just, it's incredible, because as we go through this social media explosion, it's interesting to see how you can still be strategic with that and still have a defined purpose.
You're pulling my heartstrings here with this, man. I appreciate that. Sir, Gary, are you here for us or are you here for something else?
My attention, thought it was kind of interesting.
Okay,
we're here. Gary, where are you from?
I'm from Rockville, Maryland.
And what so far do you think of the AIGA conference? What has your experience here been?
I'm having a great time, like the others mentioned. I think the variety, I was just thinking how much, you know, the talent, I mean, obviously we know that, but in this country, amazing, like, you know, some of these people who are here. So I've been really inspired.
What's the best session you've been in so far?
That's a tough one. Because I work in an in-house corporate department, I've been kind of focused on a lot of the in-house things.
Yeah, there has been some in-house.
Yeah, and they've been very...
Has that been solid? Actually,
yes, very good.
Hi, I'm going to get back on the mic. I would like to ask you specifically, how has the in-house programming been here?
It's been pretty good. I actually am aware of some of it, so it's not all new to me.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty good, and I think just the fact that AIGA is including that is important because it's really a huge percentage of the AIGA membership. It, you know, like something like 30-40% work in-house.
And it has seemed that in the past it's been kind of treated as a secondary object, and now it seems like it's up there with every other business entity in the profession.
Yeah, I think I agree. That's true. Just one other point I want to make is probably a highlight for me. This is just a little thing, but when they were doing the 2020 segments, I loved the guy who did the Smashing the Book from Nebraska. I just thought that was, you know, the spoof of Office Space.
Oh, right.
From the Kindle, where he trashed the Kindle.
Yeah, that was,
it was funny.
Now, he wasn't from Nebraska, because that was us.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not positive where he's from.
By the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys weren't as good.
We appreciate that. We really appreciate that.
Throwing that out. What are you doing?
Okay, we're going.
Can I throw it over here? We have I want to think of the mean judge's name from any show, but I don't want to throw it to Simon. I don't want to throw it to Simon Cowell. Chip Kidd is here. Chip, how you doing?
Hi.
How's the Command X judging experience going for you, aside from,
Is this an audio recording?
Yeah. Oh, Donovan, are we straight going here? Is this okay? We're solid. Okay. I don't want to pull a pentagram again and lose half an interview. So
solid is good as opposed to loose.
Right. Well, we're kind of loose at the same. We're kind of both, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very tired. It's been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Command X experience, that's been going well.
It's been pretty interesting. The audience really wanted blood today, and it was mine.
They were after it, right?
Yeah.
That kid cereal box, I didn't love it. I was with you.
Right. I mean, that I did feel like when we were deliberating, and this probably won't mean anything to anybody listening, but when we were deliberating, I got my head together, and I formed a coherent critique of.
What I should have said. Right.
And I had the opportunity to say it, and I was grateful for that. And I don't want him to think that I'm making fun of him or you know, just trying to put him on the spot I didn't want to think I was making a joke out of him and what he did.
Quite honestly, I think that elevated everything when you came back and did that.
I mean, I hope just, so. I mean,
think that, the overall experience to everybody in the room was like, wow, this is definitely a serious.
Yeah, I mean, and I wasn't just trying to eat him alive. Right. It was like, you know, but when that guy did say you lie, that all bets were off, and I was like, oh my god. As opposed to, I don't even remember what his name is. I don't care. The pornographic cereal box. Like, if I would have, I decided to check myself largely because what I would have said is, this is a giant fuck you to the jury, and I think you're an asshole. Doing it.
No,
like, why would you throw away?
It was a risky card to play, right?
No.
You went for the joke.
It was a stupid card to play.
Yeah.
Risk involves some intelligence, at least to me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, but dang.
I just...
Oh, okay, bring him on. I'm ready to go.
Anyway, I don't know. Do you want anything else, or...?
I'm good. I don't want to keep you. Thanks for being on again.
Sure.
And, goodness, Kurt Anderson and Bonnie Siegler, thank you so much. That's we're leaving that in.
Go to the microphone.
It's the Nebraska thing.
Let's bring it over, and I'm sure let's grab Donovan Beery because we're doing a show over here. So, Kurt, you're the your official title is the moderator.
I have no idea what my official title is.
Okay, well, you're the guy that is kind of running the show.
MC is good. Designer who gets to hang around, whatever you like.
Okay, well,
moderator's
fantastic. So, what's been your favorite part of? Well, you know what? Let me back up. You were also the moderator / MC in Denver.
Right.
And so far, how would you compare your experience this year to your experience 2 years ago?
Well, you can only be a virgin once, and I'm no longer a virgin, I guess, is the biggest difference. And
reading that, by the way.
This man is a seasoned veteran.
Yeah. Command X, you know, and again, Command X, as I said the first night, I mean, last 2 years ago, there was no assurance at all among the people who conceived it and were doing it that it was going to work. And so I think one goes into it this time pretty certain that it's going to be hilarious, which it is, and fun and great. Otherwise, you know, it's just, you know, trying to be interesting and talking to people and asking them, among other things, what you think the audience would want to ask them.
Yeah, and the conversations after each presentation have actually been really great, and especially in terms of the Google design presentation, the conversation itself almost took on another life of its own. It was almost like a whole second set of presentation with her, because she just was very, very lively and I
was pleasantly surprised at that. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised at how good her presentation was, and how good how fun our conversation was afterwards. And in fact, I let it go many minutes over time. I'm sure they were all unhappy at me, but I thought, man, you don't get the woman who runs Google on stage.
No, not
very often.
Too much. And she adorable. Can I say she's adorable?
You can.
Yeah,
you can say that. And worth several hundred million dollars as well.
And she has. She actually, it turns out, she got a lot going for her.
As I said, to see how they do what they do, and I was happy. I only thought of it, you know, I prepare questions in advance, but then I think of a bunch on the fly. And the one about why can't they make those doodle holiday things cooler, better? I'm glad I asked, and she had a.
Yeah, she was ready to go on that one. She was prepared. Well, hey, Kurt, thank you so much for stopping by. Have a great night. Bonnie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Nate. I'm Nate Voss. We're doing a show, and you're eating an apple. So while you're doing that, I'll prepare some kind of question. Perhaps we could talk about the judging experience of Command X. Chip was kind enough to share some thoughts with us a moment ago. How did you feel about the penis box?
Yeah. And what goes on behind the scenes? You guys disappear for like half an hour into some sequestered room and discuss.
Is it 5 minutes of judging and 25 minutes of hanging out on the couch?
It's just like in a jury, you know, in a real jury in a courtroom. Like, first we just take the first vote and see if we're on the same page instinctively. And then we question everything. And we argue, we each argue our case for each one. And not quite chair throwing. No, we've been pretty consistent. There's always one that's in question. We actually debated you want to call it the penis box?
We'll call it the penis box.
Just because that word came up already. We debated it a while because, you know, it was, I did like the content, actually. I thought it was funny. I thought he took the idea to a new place that I was sort of hoping to. Oh.
Yeah, there goes the fire alarm again, which actually went off.
Okay, I think we're good.
We're good.
Okay, if that goes off again, sorry about the interruption on the fire alarm.
He had a big idea. And
it was a risk. Stupid if you ask Chip, but
yeah, Chip felt very strongly that it was really stupid, and it actually angered him. I was somewhere in the middle. I thought it was a good idea, horribly executed. I had no idea what was going on. I thought it was
standing in the thing, and then what does the ugly, then what does the milk in the bowl of cereal become?
The
and
elements.
Yeah, once again, a false alarm. Thank you. I appreciate that gentleman and his stick-to-itiveness.
Okay, now Justin is telling me that you actually came up with the idea for Command X in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this.
What inspired this, and how did you actually make this happen? Because it's a fantastic event.
Well, what inspired it, you know, I can't. It was Project Runway.
Yeah, I
think it's pretty clear.
Right.
But at number 17, my company, we sort of put the whole thing together. I was on the national board at the time, so I had a little pull. I was organizing the Denver conference, and so I had this idea and made it happen. And I had, as Kurt was saying, I was terrified. I mean, some people were like, a game show? Like, no way. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Behind you 100%.
Thank you. So, but other people questioned it. And then, you know, I was really scared, but it was amazing. I just hope this year, you know, the end of the Denver one, I mean, it was pretty incredible. I don't know if we're going to get that.
I can actually see there's some telegraphed moves that we're going for an emotional reaction at the end. So, yeah. Oh, who wasn't? Who was not brought to tears? You are dead in the soul if you weren't.
It was incredible.
And I'm also, I would like to say, I'm not sure how involved with the planning and staging of it you were this year.
100%.
I'm very happy to see less blinding lights. This is my one critique Command X, I'm so excited.
Theater. But you know, it was really fun. Like, the judges, I think, are amazing this year, as they were last time, but it's like a different personality.
It's so
a
much fun.
Feel.
It's unbelievably entertaining, and again, it just gives us something new to think about, and you think about the restraints that these students are under, or the time and the stress that they're facing, and then it's just this, almost no matter what the work is, to everyone in the audience, it's an uplifting moment where you see them succeed,
right.
Or it's a heartbreaking moment that you can relate to when they fail.
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Bonnie,
sure, thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you around, and we're looking forward to the conclusion of this fantastic program.
Excellent.
Good luck. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and then I think we're going out on Michael Beirut, who's actually been ducking us for an interview for a couple weeks now, but no, I'm just kidding.
You know why? Because I don't know. You want to, like, do it through Skype. How do you want to do it? You want me to upload some kind of...
Oh, we have remote ways of doing that.
You know, I'm just not good at... I don't have an iPhone. I don't have an iPod.
Okay.
I don't
If you have a Mac with iChat, but we can
have
this conversation.
Which I've never used.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is all starting to make sense.
We're going to have to talk about scheduling here. So we're going to have to figure out Skype.
It's fine.
Yeah, I've never used.
And he's also never used that.
But
it's
I think he can call in with a regular phone line into a Skype line. Is that correct? Does anyone here know?
I don't think now is really the time to talk.
Yeah, but let's find out about Command X.
Perhaps maybe let's talk to Michael about
Command
X. It was supposed to be a throwaway, and it didn't work out.
I'm not even good.
We're going to catch this in editing. It's
going to
be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Clean it all up, yeah.
So how's Command X going this year versus 2 years ago at this point in the competition? Because, of course, the end last time was just a groundbreaking moment. Compare this group to perhaps the initial group.
It's hard to compare. Just like,
sure,
predictably, I'm reluctant to compare this group to any other group, including the first group. But a lot of it just has to do. I mean, this is sort of like playoff games where every game is a single round elimination game, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you just happen to be off or not resonate with the assignment, you know, if it doesn't play to your strengths, you sort of just are going to,
or throw in an illustrated spoon. Like one thing will do it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But I mean, you have so little time to do it. And I think that, I don't know if Bonnie was reiterating earlier that point that Paul Sayer was making about, you know, when the time is this short, the trick is to, pick an idea you know you can do and execute it really well.
Yeah, within the time.
And I think that's actually, you know, almost every famous designer you know that you admire, if you look at all the work that they do, there's usually one thing that they can do. Like, when all else fails, they'll just do that, you know?
Yeah, they pull the trick out of the hat.
And it's sort of like their signature sort of thing. And it's sort of like a lot of times people have a love-hate relationship with that signature sort of thing.
Could I throw it out there then, white type on black?
Who, for me?
Yeah.
I think I've got...
Okay, maybe not so much. Okay.
No. I know exactly what my trick is, and it's not that. Actually.
Okay,
my
let's not reveal... I don't want to... Let's
no,
keep
no,
that
no,
under
no.
the
I'll
table.
I'll tell you what it is. My daughter one time... My daughter, who's just a junior in high school, saw something I did and said, "You do that every time, don't you?" And I said, "What?" And I said, "You just have the type get chopped off, like, you know... You take the type and you chop it up and then you use it that way. And that's that's Saks Fifth Avenue. That's BAM. I've done that a million times, actually. I just love doing that. I don't know why I love doing it. I just love doing it. I try not to do it that much, but I just love doing it too much. Those things, I think people sort of are hesitant to do some of that because they could regard it as a crutch, and in some ways it is a crutch. But on the other hand... you know, if you know you've got 24 hours to do something, you really have to you have to know the assignment and you have to know how to come up with an idea and you have to be know what kind of skills it takes to execute the idea. Because in this case also, you know, these are young professionals who perhaps have had access in the past to different kinds of collaborators or perhaps within their offices they do. But in this case, you know, they're on their own. It's like, you know, they've got an idea for an illustration. They've got to illustrate it. There's no one else to do it, right?
Right. Yeah. So, if they need a photo, they got to find it.
They
got to
find it. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, hey, Mike, thank you very much for being on. I don't want to keep you.
That's okay. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We'll be in touch. We'll figure out a Skype thing, I'm sure, eventually.
Whatever it is.
Or we'll just come up. We'll figure something
out. No, all of it. Thanks.
Okay. You have a great night. And, gentlemen, I think we're going to wrap it at that. That is our official...
There's a fire truck zooming by.
Are there real fires happening?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not here, but somewhere. There's fires.
Somewhere in the
Memphis.
World there is a fire.
It's a metaphor.
It might be in a fireplace. Either way, I think we're doing one more of these.
We are, but I'm tired. And
well,
so
not
tomorrow,
right now.
Tomorrow I'm feeling like, dude, I'm going to be... way more
we may
tired.
Even do it. We may
I'm
even do it. We may even do it once we get back to Omaha. Who knows?
Second time in my life, in Michael Beirut.
We may
like,
just
dang,
do. We
I
just
think of nothing.
We may just do a wrap up when we get back. We don't know. Check the site. Come back. comment.
We'll see how it goes.
Leave comments, tell us about the Skype thing. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, right, and hey, Dammits, thanks for being on.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
I look forward to watching you dance again tonight. This has been the Reflux Blue Show. I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Meary.
Peace out.
To send questions or comments to the Reflux Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflux Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.